solid for almost 70 years.
Heavy snow continuing to fall across the Northeast as a winter storm moves through the region. New York State and New England are going to see at least a foot of snow. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's going to run for a record fourth term. Here's the story.
Angela Merkel announced her intention at the headquarters of her center-right ruling CDU party in Berlin. A recent poll conducted by Das Bild newspaper in Germany said that 55% of Germans would currently vote for her. But her open-door policy on letting migrants into Germany as part of the EU's migration crisis has seen a surge in popularity for a far-right party called Alternative für Deutschland, which will be closely watched in the elections next year. Jack Parrick, Brussels.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's going to be fighting Donald Trump's policies. Here's more.
Mayor de Blasio reminded hundreds in the crowd of the recent rise in hate crimes and assured New Yorkers police will find anyone who attacks Jews, Muslims, or the LGBT community. The mayor then vowed to fight tooth and nail some of Donald Trump's ideas.
If all Muslims are required to register, we will take legal action to block it.
And the mayor went on.
If the Justice Department orders local police to resume stop and frisk, we will not comply.
And he says the city won't turn over municipal ID information to the feds. Scott Pringle, New York.
Workers are delaying their strike at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport till after the Thanksgiving holiday. Baggage handlers, cabin cleaners, and other workers announced they'll be walking out on November 29th. USA Radio News.
And the Ad Council.
Prosecutors could announce a decision on charges in the Cincinnati Zoo gorilla incident today. Police launching the probe after a three-year-old boy falls into the gorilla enclosure on Saturday, prompting zookeepers to kill the animal. Investigators say they were focusing on the actions of the child's parents and not the safety of the zoo. A Japanese boy is found alive after being missing for a week. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has more.
A missing 7-year-old boy was found unharmed after searchers spent nearly a week combing dense forest on the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. He was discovered in a small building at a military exercise ground about 2.5 miles from the spot where he was left alone at the roadside for a short time by his parents for being naughty. His father apologized to the community for his excessive behavior and told his son he was sorry.
Boxing legend Muhammad Ali's in the hospital being treated for a respiratory issue. A representative for Ali says he's in fair condition at a hospital in Phoenix. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's on her knees. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The State Department says Iran is the world's top state sponsor of terrorism, and ISIS is the greatest threat globally. The department's annual report on worldwide terrorist activity also says there were close to 12,000 terrorist attacks in more than 90 countries in 2015. The report released yesterday saying Iran continued to be the top provider of financial support, training, and equipment to terrorist groups last year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell stopped by Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries, and USA Radio's Jason Wirt has the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had some rather pointed words about the Senate Minority Leader when he appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries.
At the height of the Iraq war in the middle of the surge, he says the war is lost. Well, what kind of message is that to soldiers who are out there fighting for, in the field?
McConnell also said President Obama acts like a child behind closed doors, telling everyone basically how much smarter he thinks he is than they are. I'm Jason Wirt.
The flooding in Texas claims the lives of soldiers. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has been following that story.
The number of soldiers killed when a transport vehicle flipped over in Texas floodwaters now stands at 5. Rescue teams are continuing to search for 4 soldiers still missing at Fort Hood. A soldier's tactical vehicle overturned at a low water crossing at a creek on the Central Texas Army base. 3 other soldiers are in stable condition at a hospital.
NASA says it appears an asteroid buzzed Arizona, a bright fireball lighting up the sky for a few seconds yesterday morning. This is USA Radio News.
The caregiver.
Hey, Pat, did you know
this and the Ad Council?
And we're live here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, a little bit late today. I'm sorry about that. It's November 21st. We're at 4:07, so I have to catch up with our weather and our news. So I'm going to jump right into it, and I'll be back to talk to all of you. Stay with me.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So as much as I want to talk to all of you today, I don't know that I want to talk about the weather. I don't want to tell you what's on my screen, but I guess in full disclosure here, I have no choice. It says heavy snow in the northeast. A storm system moving into the northeast will bring much colder temperatures, blustery winds, and locally heavy snow. This is for not us, thanks goodness. This is for Philadelphia, so I'm certainly going to change that. I don't like when we have any type of winter weather advisory or any type of hazardous weather condition. It's 42 degrees out, but the blustery winds are here, and certainly we have, unfortunately, some much colder temperatures. The 42 feels more like 30. So what we're looking at tonight is some cloudy skies and a low of 29. Might see some scattered flurries. The wind is brutal, though. If you need to, you might have to tie a brick around your waist to not go flying outside. There's really gusty winds. There are also, obviously, if it's going to be 29 degrees, we are going to have some very cold weather this evening. And if you know someone who is elderly or has some health issues, you may want to check on them, make sure that their house is warm enough. These are temperatures, if you're outside, working outside, this is when we want to do checks and come in, if we can, somewhere warm. Take a little bit of a break if you're out running today. Hydrate. You forget sometimes in the cold air to take the water and hydrate yourself. We're looking at a little bit better conditions tomorrow. We have mostly sunny skies and a high near 45. Tuesday night, it's mostly clear with a low around 26. And Wednesday, we have mostly sunny skies with a high near 49. Wednesday, of course, being the day before Thanksgiving, which is when there are so many cars on the road, one of the most or the most heavily trafficked areas on the road. So everyone will have at least sunny skies for that. Wednesday night, we have a chance of rain. Thanksgiving Day itself, there is a chance of rain, but there's a high near 50. We've had other Thanksgivings where it has snowed here in New Jersey, and I remember doing a turkey trot where it was snowy and icy and sleeting, and I thought I was going to fall the whole time. But once we get to Friday, we have partly sunny skies and a high near 52 for the Black Friday shoppers who will probably be going out around midnight. So that is our weather in the week. It looks okay. We have some colder temperatures. Today is really the day with the air change that felt so different. So I hope everyone stays warm and bundles up and doesn't blow away with those gusts.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here in the studio, so we got caught up okay here. And we can at least say that we're on time now. We paid our bills for our first part of the hour. And what I want to do is what we start out with, always a quote. So we have Thanksgiving this week on Thursday, and I want to share a quote from Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is really someone who often has some wonderful things to say and some great sound bites, and she certainly did for Thanksgiving. This is what she says. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. So I think that there's a good lesson in there. It's always, the grass is always greener, I guess, on the other side. We're always thinking of the things that we wish we had instead of just cherishing and treasuring what we do have. Things aren't always perfect, but a little gratitude is nice when it is Thanksgiving week and every day we should give thanks, I guess. I wanted to talk a little bit today about Small Business Saturday. I just realized today that this is my last show before Small Business Saturday. So I want to talk about what that means, how some of our local businesses are using Small Business Saturday as a way to generate some advertisement and interest in the community, and some great things that are going on for Thanksgiving, what some of the traditions are, and some of the great things that we reflect upon on Thanksgiving. if you had a favorite show that had a Thanksgiving show, what memories help you to celebrate a holiday that allows us to show gratitude? So we're going to be talking about that today, and I hope you'll stay with me for the hour. We have to highlight different small businesses in Hunterdon County. Well, we don't have to, but I wish to highlight many different businesses in our community because, as we've talked about before with other small business owners that have been guests on this show throughout the year, it's really those small businesses that give a chance to some of our residents that maybe couldn't become employed when there's typical screening processes in place. Perhaps there's an infraction on the record, or they've had a conviction and now they are rehabbed and trying to get a fresh start, but no one will give them a chance. It's often our small businesses that knows the person and believes in the person and does give them a chance. And they are our downtown. They're our Main Street. They are what keeps our properties from being vacant. They are what keeps businesses alive and residents streaming in and out of our communities. They are the fabric. They're our tax base. They have so many benefits to our community. And over when I speak to people who are business owners, they tell me about the challenges they face when trying to do a renovation or open a new store and permits are denied, or the process for a variance goes on for months and months and months. And they never feel supportive, or they feel that no one understands how difficult they have it as a business, what their competition is, and how they struggle to keep the lights on or turn the lights on in some cases when we're talking about bringing new businesses in. And what's going on with our New Jersey small business growth? There are a couple of organizations in the state that are focused on helping businesses to really do well here in New Jersey so that we don't lose jobs any more than we already have. So we're going to mention some of those things. And I want to highlight Clinton because I recently received some information from the Clinton Guild. And there are so many great things going on in Clinton this weekend. And I know we have reflected upon this before, but if we could just treat our community sometimes as if we were visitors, as if we don't know the area, and we come in and we go to the visitor center. Did you happen to know that there is a visitor center here on Main Street in Flemington? And they have pamphlets and brochures of all the things going on. So if we treat it as if we were on vacation at times, I think we would take more advantage of what this community has to offer and all the great things that are going on in Hunterdon County. So we're going to reflect upon some of those and get some ideas for how we can spend our weekend. So I hope you all stay with me. We're going to do some commercial breaks, and then we'll be back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here in the studio getting ready to talk about Thanksgiving traditions and some of the things that we all recognize as traditional Thanksgiving opportunities or the things that we look forward to perhaps every year. And I'm doing this all without a guest. So if anyone wants to call in and tell me about your Thanksgiving traditions, I want to hear about them. You can give me a call at 908-237-0410. Again, to join me in the studio here, you can call us at 908-237-0410. So our traditional Thanksgiving things, I think what most people think about is a huge dinner and a turkey in that dinner. It's usually stuffing and potatoes and cranberries, but it certainly is a feast. It's one of the things I think most people would say off the top of their head. And I think second would be football, because we have great football games on Thanksgiving. Everyone's always watching football on Thanksgiving or playing football on Thanksgiving. Now, some of you may know that I work in Warren County most days, or some days in a town, Phillipsburg, has a Thanksgiving football rivalry with Easton that people come home from just to participate in this football rivalry thing. I think it starts the day before. 10,000 people or more, I believe, attend the Thanksgiving Easton Phillipsburg game. And a lot of people would say that is a wonderful tradition for Thanksgiving and football. This time of year, a lot of people usually come home. They get to see their roots or their relatives, old classmates or former classmates. We don't want to say old, but we'll say former classmates. And they may have a gathering place that is common. I know where I grew up, there is one bar for some reason that Thanksgiving weekend, if you go in that bar, you are guaranteed to see someone from high school who lives out of state. I don't know why, but that is the tradition. That's our job here, sometimes to dig down a little bit deeper into those traditions and see what's going on. Traditional Thanksgiving football game, according to one source I found online, said that the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers were, that was every year. That was the football game here in the United States that was played. I have a different recollection. I don't remember one team, but of course, as football became more popular, those things started to expand. And then the one thing I would say probably trumps the football and the dinner for me would be the Thanksgiving parade. The Macy's New York Thanksgiving Parade, Macy's has been sponsoring it for many, many years, and that to me is a tradition. Seeing the floats is wonderful, and years ago in the Meadowlands, they used to have the floats before they were ready to be transported, and you could see them, and it was always really a fun thing to do. I know my oldest sister likes to do the Thanksgiving Day parade in the city, so she generally likes to keep her morning free to be able to do that. And that's been going on since the early 20th century. And no matter where I was for Thanksgiving, the parade would always be on the television if I wasn't actually live. And those are the three things for Thanksgiving that I think most people would say are the most common things that they think of Thanksgiving for. Now, in recent years, there's a huge event that goes on here in Flemington, and it is a turkey trot, and that supports a nonprofit organization, the Center CEA, and the CEA hosts the turkey trot, and they get a few thousand people that come in and do a 5K, goes around Flemington, Liberty Village, it's in a little bit, it starts on Main Street and it ends on Main Street, and there's so many people, there's such great energy to this race. People dress as pilgrims, they dress as turkeys. One year, I remember, and thank goodness that I finished ahead of this person that wore a boat. I don't know why. I don't know what they symbolize. It wasn't Halloween. I swear it was Thanksgiving. But people can certainly be free for the turkey trot. It really is a lot of fun and a great 5K. So I hope everyone who missed the early registration and is in the area or wants to do something fun early in the morning when there's so much positive energy, there's music and there's a couple of different vendors, but mostly it's just about the energy. It's about being with other people on Thanksgiving. It's about community and it's about supporting a local nonprofit organization. So I hope that you'll give some consideration to do that. That really is a fun event if you're looking for something. I know that I have someone in my family, their Thanksgiving tradition, they always go to the movies on Thanksgiving. So those, you can start your own tradition this year too. If you don't have a tradition, you say, oh, I wish I had a tradition. It's no problem. You can start your own. Maybe it will be going to the New York City Macy's Day Parade. Maybe it will be making a special dish in memory of someone. Whatever it is, it's definitely the time to start with Thanksgiving. Stay with us.
There's a cold feeling running up and down my spine. It seems to say we're just wasting time. It's like a bad movie, one I wish I'd never seen. The plot gets old. Do you know what I mean? Don't try to tell me it ain't what it is. I'm good. I'm good at seeing the signs. I'm good. I'm good at reading between the lines. No use in hanging on. No good to go. Maybe I'm good as gone. On the lost highway, I don't know how I got where I am. Take the next Smithville exit ramp. It's like a cheap vacation, when we thought we'd planned very well. Now we're checked out of the Lonely Love Hotel. Don't try to tell me it ain't what it is. I'm good. I'm good at seeing the signs. I'm good. I'm good at reading between. It's no use. No use in hanging.
Okay, we played that one by Little Big Town because of the cold and blustery wind. We're not actually gone. We're not as good as gone here. We still have a half hour left in the studio to talk about Black Friday, to talk about Small Business Saturday, and, of course, what's going on in and around Hunterdon County over this long weekend featuring Thanksgiving, something we're grateful for, giving us an opportunity to talk about our traditions and how we give thanks. So we mentioned three traditions of Thanksgiving earlier. We mentioned the feast, we mentioned the football, and we mentioned the parade. Well, the fourth thing that we haven't talked about yet is the shopping, which takes place after Thanksgiving, generally called Black Friday, which is when all the madness comes. You see a trend right now for corporations to actually advertise that they're closing, that they're giving their associates or their employees the day off for Thanksgiving. Some of the largest malls in the United States have gone with public opinion and have decided to close on Thanksgiving, and that includes the Mall of America in Minnesota. I think that is the largest mall in the United States. All of their store, their mall has closed. Now, I guess individual stores could decide to open, but they're hoping that they're taking a stance that the entire mall will be closed, that the stores will follow suit. And this is really from the backlash of public saying Thanksgiving is a day for families. Everyone's rushing off to get deals. People have to go to work. Everyone should be able to be home if they want to or choose to be with their families and not be forced to have the retail obligations of going to work. So we're starting to see this trend a little bit more. I know that TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods had a commercial recently, and they were highlighting that they have decided for their associates to close the stores. So there are still places that are open for Black Friday. I really don't know how this tradition started. I'm going to try to figure that out before our time has passed. But actually, Black Friday tradition for shopping is where all the people go around and they try to find the greatest deals. And there's some tragedy that's happened on Black Fridays in the past. I know in one case in a Walmart, someone was killed. It was actually almost like a stampede, I think. And it's just a terrible thing. It's a madness. I've had seen stories where people have actually, had broken arms and all kinds of things. So it's really not a great thing to bring out. I guess I would say it brings out the worst sometimes in people. And there was an article in the Daily News about the worst things that have happened on Black Friday. So it is a frenzy. I don't know what happens, but definitely is a frenzy. If you've never participated, it is a fun thing when it doesn't get out of hand. It is something where you can go almost like on a scavenger hunt trying to find the best deals and one-of-a-kind items and sale prices where you're saving, hundreds of dollars. But there has been tragedy with Black Friday. There was a 34-year-old who was trampled to death by a mob in 2013 in New York, and he was a temporary Walmart worker in Valley Stream, New York, and that was 2013. There have been shopping car accidents that have happened, so it's not always something that has a lot of joy to it, but I think if people are safe, if something looks too crowded for you or you don't feel comfortable, then don't go in the store. Get it online. Most of the online deals on Cyber Monday are actually just as good. Sometimes it's not the exact same item, but it'll be closer. So my message is that Black Friday shopping can really be fun. It's a great tradition. It's fun to go out in the middle of the night and try to get bargains. But you should do it where you feel safe and where you really do enjoy the experience. So going to remind everyone to use caution this year and to exercise the utmost safety. We do have to do the news again. I can't believe it's 4:30. It's actually 4:35. So we'll do the news and we'll be back in the studio.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The relationship between our two countries is the most consequential in the world. I continue to believe that a constructive U.S.-China relationship benefits our two peoples.
President Obama, during his final press conference on foreign soil, praising the relationship that he's had with China and talked about the importance of Chinese-American relations. Obama also said the world leaders shouldn't worry about the rhetoric of Donald Trump because once he gets into office, he'll see things differently.
Once you're in the Oval Office, once you begin interacting with world leaders, once you see the complexities of the issues, that has a way of shaping your thinking and, in some cases, modifying your thinking.
The suspect in the assassination of a San Antonio police detective is still at large. Police Chief William McManus says they believe the suspect targeted Detective Benjamin Moccone because of the uniform that he was wearing. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The incoming chief of staff for Donald Trump's administration says they're not opposed to a registry for violent Muslims. Here's the story from Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's pick for White House chief of staff, not ruling out some sort of registry for dangerous Muslims.
What we're trying to do is say that there are some people that are radicalized, and there are some people that have to be prevented from coming into this country.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Reince Priebus said there would likely be a halt on immigration from certain countries and regions until a better vetting system could be put into place. I'm Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis has announced a Catholic priest will be able to forgive someone who has an abortion, although he did reiterate that in Catholic doctrine, abortion is a grave sin. Francis wrote, "There is no sin that God's mercy cannot reach and wipe away when it finds a repentant heart that is seeking to be reconciled with the Father." The Pope is encouraging priests to be a guide, support, and comfort. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Have you ever thought of diabetes affecting your pet? Well, it can. Here's Chris Barnes.
November is National Diabetes Month, and Merck Animal Health is launching a campaign to educate pet owners about diabetes in their pets. The company says it affects millions of animals. Merck says diabetes has increased by nearly 80% in dogs and almost 20% in cats over the past decade. Those numbers expected to continue to rise. And Merck does make and market a drug called Vetsulin, which is the pet equivalent of insulin. This reporter, by the way, has a cat that indeed has diabetes and gets shots twice a day. You're welcome, Coy. And I'm Chris Barnes.
The police department in Newark, New Jersey is trying a new tact in their ability to communicate with the community, clergy with cops. Here's a story.
Catholics, Christians, Muslims, and Jews are some of the faithful hoping to help Newark build trust between police and the neighborhoods they serve. The clergy patrol will ride along with officers between 4 p.m. and midnight. They'll help cops with counseling and consoling victims, also making visits to hospitals and schools. And they'll be hard to miss in special yellow and white cars instead of Newark PD's usual black and whites. Ethan Harp, New Jersey.
Fashion model Gigi Hadid catching flack for her impersonation of Melania Trump at the American Music Awards, where she used an overblown fake accent. Twitter lit up with criticism of Hadid, saying she was highly disrespectful and mean-spirited. USA Radio News.
And we're back here in the studio for Hot and Hutterton. And today is November 21st, and we're talking about our Thanksgiving traditions and the things that are going on, and we highlighted a few things, but we didn't talk about how Black Friday came to be, because I didn't know at the time. So during the news break, I was very busy looking things up, and it turns out Black Friday, most people think that it refers to the single day of the year when retail companies finally go in the black, meaning they make a profit the day after Thanksgiving, when the crowds go wild, but it actually has been in place much longer than when hordes of shoppers started coming out the day after Thanksgiving. According to an article on History.com, the first recorded use of the term Black Friday was not to holiday shopping, but to the financial crisis, which was the U.S. gold market crash in 1869. So they say that two notoriously ruthless Wall Street people worked together to buy up as much as they could of the nation's gold, trying to drive the price sky high and then obviously make crazy profits on it. And it was that Friday in September, the conspiracy finally unraveled and the stock market went into a free fall, and everyone was bankrupt, from Wall Street barons to farmers. So I'm not sure if that is the first recorded use of the term Black Friday. Another commonly repeated story, according to History.com, is that the story behind the post-Thanksgiving shopping related to Black Friday tradition for its retailers, and after an entire year of operating at a loss or in the red, again, this is where the stores would start to earn a profit, and they discounted merchandise, so that may be the version that's officially sanctioned, but according to this website, it's not actually accurate for that tradition. So that's interesting. And then there's other myths that come up about Black Friday, but they did say in the research that I did quickly is that the most profitable day for retailers is actually the last Saturday before Christmas. That's always the day that is the busiest retail day. Now, there are two new traditions that have kind of hopped on the Thanksgiving bandwagon here. We have Cyber Monday, which is online deals. So it's the same frenzy of retail discount pricing that takes place the day after Thanksgiving for Black Friday, but it's all done online. Sometimes there are certain hours of the day where there are certain deals and you have to log on. Many, many times this has created crashes and you can't get the merchandise you want online, but you can do it in your PJs or in the comfort of your own home. So that's always something really positive. And Cyber Monday now is followed by Giving Tuesday, which is a day dedicated to nonprofits generally, where you can donate money and learn more about the nonprofit organizations and how to give financially to your organizations that you entrust with your hard-earned money or your money. Sometimes it's hard-earned, I guess, and sometimes it may not be. And Giving Tuesday has just been going on, it's been popular, I would say, in the last you know, certainly in the last 5 years, extremely popular. And Cyber Monday, I know, has certainly ended up with a lot more participation. So we'll have to see how things shake out this year in terms of in-person shopping, if Cyber Monday is busier, or how Giving Tuesday is doing. I know that there's been some difficulties in the technology of Giving Tuesday. So hopefully this year it'll be a great year and some nonprofits will be able to take advantage of people's giving time. So we do have to, this time just flies in the studio here. It's actually time for some more commercials. And then when we come back, I want to talk about Clinton's events. I want to talk about the Clinton Bookshop's Small Business Saturday events. I want to talk about the Clinton Guild and the events that they have coming up in Clinton for Dickens Days all throughout this Thanksgiving weekend. So do the commercials, and then we'll be back to talk about what's going on in Clinton. I hope you stay with us.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business.
And this is Georgine Trigley, your host at Hot and Hunterdon. And we're down to our last few minutes of our hour show. I just don't understand how quickly this hour goes every week. I think I have it under control, and I look, and we're almost at 5 o'clock. And I really wanted to talk a little bit today, and I'm glad we're going to have a chance, about the events that are going on in Hunterdon County, specifically in Clinton, all weekend long. So this Dickens Days that is sponsored, the Clinton Guild, has a lot of different events. But there are people in period costume that are out and about on Main Street. And if you've never participated in this, you have to come out to Clinton and see it, because it's really just an amazing event that goes on, and so many different things throughout the day. So I'm going to start by telling you that you can go to the www.clintonguild.com website and then look at the upcoming events calendar. And then from there, you're able to see all the great things that are going on. So starting on Friday at 10 a.m., there is something called Santa's Workshop, and it is something that is geared just for children, and that's at the Hunterdon Art Museum right at the terrace. So there are activities for children going on Friday. Dickens Days was what I mentioned earlier, where you can see people in period costumes. They've really transformed the entire town, that Main Street area, into a village. They have characters such as Scrooge and Charles Dickens, Father Christmas, and you see them just when you're out and about getting your tea or your book from the Clinton Bookshop or whatever different stores you want to visit on that Main Street. You'll see them. And you know what else you'll see? You'll see horse-drawn carriages, which is pretty amazing. They had them out around Halloween, and it was great fun.
Well, I stumbled in the darkness, lost and alone. Though I said I'd go before us, show the way back home. Is there a light up ahead? I can't hold on very long. Give me pretty baby, but I always take the long way home.
Okay, so if you can't take the long way home from a carriage ride, we at least have some music about the long way home. So if you're enjoying Dickens Days throughout Clinton this weekend, this coming weekend, which starts Friday, November 25th, you do have the horse-drawn carriages for your long way home. You can see the period costumes, Charles Dickens and Scrooge. There's also carolers. And it's great to have music. They also have the high school bands from North Hunterdon will be out. They'll have harmonizers and a lot of activities for the community to engage in, and certainly children. And then at 7 o'clock on November 25th, it is the community tree lighting and the visit from Santa. Now, I have to confess, I tried to understand where the community tree was, and I have no idea. So if someone knows and wants to tell me in a way that makes sense, please reach out to me. That would be lovely. And I always attend, it's my tradition to always attend the Clinton Holiday Parade. I've probably only missed three parades in the last, more years than I want to admit. And I don't remember or recall ever seeing the Christmas, some kind of holiday tree tradition. So I know that I've been at the Clinton Parade in the worst weather, where I think I might have been one of a dozen people standing outside. So I certainly am hoping for some great weather that we'll be having when we do the annual Christmas parade. But the other thing I wanted to talk about before we run out of time is Small Business Saturday. So that's an important thing, as I mentioned earlier, because we always are talking about the challenges that small businesses have and how important they are to our communities. And Small Business Saturday was started because of the inability for some of the smaller shops to compete with bigger businesses, the advertisement. And Small Business Saturday is really having a great local impact on a wide scale across the country. And now American Express is launching Small Business Saturday. So it is really a great way to support your local businesses. And that does start on Saturday, November 26th. And the Clinton Bookshop is one I wanted to mention, because as part of being a small bookseller and part of something called the Indie Book, and they support different events that are national. And so their Small Business Saturday has some really interesting things going on throughout the day at the bookshop. They have from 10 to 6 their hours. And they're doing a special Dickens Day celebration with Brian Biggs with Tinyville Town, and that is from 1 to 3. So you can look up their information. They really have different discounts and things to really encourage people to come out and to join them and other small businesses. I'm sure there's other small business activities going on, and when I find them out, I'm definitely going to post them. And I know Ina, who's been on our show before, who's an artist, make sure that the artist community doesn't get lost in the small business Saturday. I know she's having open house events at her studio on Main Street in Flemington. So a lot going on for Thanksgiving, for Black Friday, and then, of course, for the Dickens Days that go on in Clinton throughout the weekend. So it looks like the weather's going to be great. We're not going to have crazy cold or snow as we've had in past years. And you have an opportunity to start a new tradition or share a tradition with us. And the parade is going on in New York. You might be feeling a little adventurous and want to go out and take advantage of participating in a huge crowd event with items that are on display, parades that people have worked on for a very long time. You know, I'm sure the design time takes many, many months. So, Dickens Days going on, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and most of all, Thanksgiving. Hope everyone really gets to start a new tradition or enjoy their traditions of the past and has an opportunity to be able to show some gratitude or to give thanks to other people or to the community. There are many things going on. I do want to give a shout out to the Phillipsburg Police Department, who for the second year in a row through their PBA has sponsored meals for seniors and actually delivers them on Thanksgiving to seniors or disabled individuals that have been identified. And it's a great thing. There's many faith-based organizations that have Thanksgiving Day that's free. Come in and have a meal with other people in the community. So if your thing is that you don't want to be alone, take a look and give a call to New Jersey 211 or to your local nonprofit organization and find out what's going on in your community. I do hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll be back next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The relationship between our two countries is the most consequential in the world. I continue to believe that a constructive U.S.-China relationship benefits our two peoples.
President Obama, during his final press conference on foreign soil, praising the relationship that he's had with China and talked about the importance of Chinese-American relations. Obama also said the world leaders shouldn't worry about the rhetoric of Donald Trump because once he gets into office, he'll see things differently.
Once you're in the Oval Office, once you begin interacting with world leaders, once you see the complexities of the issues, that has a way of shaping your thinking and in some cases modifying your thinking.
The suspect in the assassination of a San Antonio police detective is still at large. Police Chief William McManus says they believe the suspect targeted Detective Benjamin Moccone because of the uniform that he was wearing. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity